Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. He's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tom Mahoney.
Smith wants to throw for
Molly at the 30, at the 20.
Hey fans, welcome to Chiefs Live, presented by Midwest Ford Dealers. I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel, joined this week by KCChiefs.com contributor and host of the Chiefs Download podcast, Pete Sweeney. Pete, how you doing today, man?
It's good to be here. I'm not as big as Kendall Gammon, but I feel good. I'm ready to have some fun.
Well, let's talk about the Chiefs game on Sunday against the St. Louis Rams. So Rams team comes in with a 2-4 record, both their wins by just 2 points. What do you like about the Chiefs finally coming back home on Sunday?
Well, one thing about the Chiefs coming back home is it's going to be loud. Last time we were here, we set the noise record, so you know the crowd is going to be loud. You got the Governor's Cup on the line, a lot to be excited about.
When you talk about noise, you got to talk about defense. It's a Chiefs defense that kind of found their way against Phillip Rivers. They still haven't allowed a 300-yard passer this year, and they're facing a pretty young one on Sunday with Austin Davis.
Austin Davis is certainly a guy that the Chiefs will have to be sort of on alert for, and the noise will help that. The thing about Austin Davis is this is a guy that didn't really expect to start. He was a third string coming into the year. What do you like about Austin Davis?
The thing I like about Austin Davis the most is his confidence. When anytime you have a third string quarterback that comes in and starting, especially a young guy like Davis is, his second year out of Southern Miss, when you hear Coach Fisher talk about Davis, saying that it's his confidence, his leadership ability, you see that from a second year guy, especially a third string guy, you really like that, especially going into a veteran offense. You've got guys like Scott Wells at center, an 8-year veteran. You've got Jake Long, Jared Cook. You've got a lot of veterans in that huddle. And when Coach Fisher gets up and says, this guy's showing a lot of confidence, you gotta like to see that from your quarterback.
Well, how can he not really be confident? This is a guy who has an experienced coaching staff around him. You see that with Jeff Fisher. And with that comes a lot of different offensive philosophies. We see the Chiefs using three tight end sets a lot now. They use two tight end sets a lot. What goes into that entire picture?
You're exactly right. They use a lot. You'll see a lot of similarities in what the Chiefs do in personnel is moving guys around. Their offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, a name that's going to be familiar to a lot of Chiefs fans, they like to use a lot of two tight ends. They have Lance Kendricks and Jared Cook. They both move around a lot, much like you see with Travis Kelce, Anthony Fasano, and now Demetrius Harris starting to get more snaps. You see that with him. But they also like to use their fullback a lot, much like you see with the Chiefs and Anthony Sherman. Corey Harkey is on the field a lot for the Rams. They really like to establish the run early in this game. They're leading the NFL with the highest percentage of rushes in the first half. It's a team that really likes to be physical on that side of the ball.
You mentioned some of his weapons, tight end Jared Cook, wide receiver Brian Quick, who's really having a breakout season. What other weapons are there for Austin Davis to utilize in this game?
One thing about Austin Davis is he's not afraid to throw the ball down the field. He's got 206 pass attempts so far this season. 29 of them have been for 20 yards or more in the air. When you look at Alex Smith for the Chiefs, 186 passing attempts, only 9 20 yards down the field. That's a point that's talked about a lot. It's not the way the Chiefs offense works. But when you have a young quarterback who likes to deliver the ball down the field, you've got to like that confidence. Brian Quick, like you mentioned, is that guy. Leads the team with 365 yards receiving. But you cannot overlook Jared Cook, the tight end. He's big. He's athletic. They are not afraid to run him down the seam, get him in space, and try to get a big play over the top.
And if you're going to throw down the field, you need to get that play to develop a little bit. That's going to be a key for Scott Wells, right? At the center, give him a little bit of time. What do you see in Scott Wells?
Scott Wells is a guy that the Chiefs organization should be very familiar with because he spent 8 years with the Green Bay Packers, where general manager John Dorsey came from, drafted him back in 2004 in the 7th round. Wells is a guy that we are going to know a lot about, but he signed a big deal in the offseason. He struggled a little bit so far this year, especially in that game 2 weeks ago against the San Francisco 49ers. Had 7 quarterback hurries in that game, but that offensive line as a whole, it's those guys in the trenches that are going to set the tone in this running game. Guys like Zach Stacy, Trey Mason, whoever ends up playing for the Rams, we don't know yet. And Jeff Fisher, like every NFL coach, he's not going to give away what his game plan is. But whoever it's going to be, the Chiefs have got to be ready to stop the run. You got to make a team one-dimensional if you can.
So that's a lot of information coming at you. It's Chiefs and Rams on Sunday.